Good morning. This past week's daf was daf Ayin Hay in the seventh perek Maseches Ksubis perek Hamadir. Let's see the Mishnah on daf Ayin Hay on the Aleph on the bottom. That's where the main sugya over here starts. Okay, you see what this is, the Mishnah on Ayin Hay on Aleph on the bottom. Okay, is it showing up there? Okay, this is going back on the previous Mishnah that you see that Mumin plays a role. Kiddushin, Ksuba. Let's just put a reminder over there. The Mishnah Beis Amin Beis, second half of the Mishnah says as follows: Amanash she'im ba mumin, v'nimtzu ba mumin. If he makes a tnai in the erusin, right when he's mekadisher, makes a tnai amanash she'im ba mumin. A condition that he only wants the kedushin only if there's no mumin. V'nimtzu ba mumin. You find afterwards that there are mumin enim kodeshes. These mumin that we're talking about in the Mishnah, that there were mumin takadiyat at the time of kedushin. Right? That's what we're talking about in this Mishnah over here. The Mishnah calls further and says, "Konsus stam v'num tzibam mumin teitze shloi b'ksuba." The Mishnah says, "Konsus stam." Now, this case over here is a machlekes Gemara. Right, we saw in the Gemara. Machlekes Rav and Shmuel. What's this case over here? Okay, according to Rav, that this case goes back on. It's a continuation of the Reisha, and this is what we refer to as kish b'tnai v'konsa stam. Okay, see, we went back to Ayin Beis on the Beis, okay, just to get the full picture here. Okay, we're reminding ourselves the Machlekes in that Mishnah. We're focusing on the second part of the Mishnah, which is the Tanai, where the issue is Mumin related. And we saw that the first part of that Mishnah concerning the Kiddushin, Amanash ain't ba mumin, the Mishnah said that's a tnai in the kedushin, that there's no mumin, and therefore if there are mumin, it's ain't mekudeshes. Doesn't need a get. And the Mishnah is talking about, again, to stress before we come to our Mishnah, that it's very clear. There's no question when the mumin appeared, when she got the mumin. It's clear that we found out that she has mumin, you know, and that therefore these mumin were here the whole time. Right? There's no question about that. Konsistam and sibam mumin. Let's say that he's so saying kontarav. This is a continuation of the previous case. That means he was he made it tonight in the kedushin. No information was released, and he continued on, and he made the nisuin. The nisuin was done stam. The Mishnah says no mention of the tanai, and you find a moment afterwards.
But he had made the tanai before.
He made the tanai in the kedushin by the kedushin,
and then he went ahead with nisuin.
and then we found the moon.
Does it matter if it's birth defects or it just happened? Like if they're from birth or if it's something that happened in that time, something new?
Well, I mean, what we're saying right now, that whatever it is, this right now, there's no question in this Mishnah over here when the mumim appeared on her guf. This Mishnah, right?
So when
definitely was there at the time of Erisin.
Oh, it was there.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter if it's a birth defect or not, or something that came like just before Erison?
No, not necessarily. We'll see the second. The Mishnah will give us some kind of guidelines, but that is not a difference. A birth defect, right, would be maybe more relevant when you come to the next Mishnah, the Sfeikis. Right, so obviously you can't have a suffix when a birth defect occurred, right? Yeah. So the Mishnah says in the context of Sambar Mumin Teitei Shlebik Suba. So Shidas Rav, the Gemara told us, is based on Ein Adam Boil Bilosa Bilasnos. And therefore, according to Rav, that were the Tanai to exist still, then there would be no Kedushin, and his Bia would be a Bilaznus, because he has no Kedushin with her. And therefore, the Rishonim say that he has in mind to be Mekadosher with the Bia. However, that means he's been kind of sure with the Bia without the Tanai, right? A new Kedushin, that he doesn't want the Tanai, because his whole intention is that he wants the Kedushin to go through, right? So this is just something that he thinks in his mind, that in case that there's something, right? This is all subconscious, because he doesn't know anything about the Mumun yet. So this sort of Ein Adam Ma'aseh V'Lo'aseh B'Lasnus is that there's a Das, there's a subconscious Das that person has in mind, that when he's coming to make a beer, that he doesn't want his beer to be Bila's nose. So anything which might cause it to be Bila's nose, he doesn't want that to be. In this situation, it would mean he made a Tanai in the Kedushin that there should be no Mumin. If there's Mumin, there's no Kedushin, it's a Bila's nose. So when he comes to make the Bila right now, that he's in his mind, what's happening is that in the event that Shitake had Mumin, the Kedushin is not a Kedushin, then we want to make another Kedushin right now in order to save the beer. Right? That's as far as that's concerned. However, the halacha still is that there's no ksuba. Right? And the reason why there's no ksuba, that seems to be based on the Tanai. Right? Because of that original Tanai, that Tanai is still in existence concerning ksuba. Maybe it needs explanation how you make that split. But that's the sword that the Gemara says, that he's only making this new Kedushin only in as much to save his beer. That's all it is. And he's making a new Kedushin, you know, without the Tanai, which was the problem over here, right? Which would have made the beer into a beer's nose. However, he still doesn't want an issue that has Mumin. And concerning that, the Tanai is still in effect. And that's why there's no ksuba. That Shita's Rav in this Mishnah, and Shita Shmuel is, Shmuel holds that Konsa Becheskas, Konsa Kitcha B'Tanai, Konsa Stam, Shmuel holds that if there was a Tanai originally on the Kedushin, the Tanai is withstanding. His Das is on whatever he expressed before, and therefore there is an explicit Tanai. So therefore, according to Shmuel, in such a case, then you don't need a get. This the safe admission over here says that there's no big ksuba, but she is mukadesh. She needs a get. That's what the Gemara says, that according to Shmuel, this case is a new case, and there is no Tanai over here. The case of the safer is kitsha stam v'konsa stam. That's this halacha. Now the Gemara discussed this concerning the Dorim, the first half of the Mishnah. The understanding is the same thing. What the Gemara tells us is that essentially there really is a Tanai over here, a Koponimon Mumin. Right, that's it. This is enough a point, but exactly which mumen it is. But there is an understood condition that a person doesn't want an isha with mumen. So essentially, really, mikra din that there's really no kedushin. But since the whole din of the get is midivreim, as the Gemara says, right? Because there was no explicit tenai, so where there's a concern that looks like she's going an isha that was even clash an isha that she's yaisis below get. Right? Is that right? You know, that was the Gemara over here. Okay, right? But you know, right? That's the Gemara on Ein Gimel and Beis. Right? That was the Gemara discussing that
in Shmuel.
In Shmuel, right? If you learn the Mishnah, it's konsa, right? Kitchestam, konsestam. Right? That was the most kashan monoshach. Right? How do you have this split? That was the Gemara's question, and the Gemara answered by saying that really you're right. In the Ikar Adin, it's taka, there is no split. Really, there should be, it's nothing, right? You know, such a thing is that we understand that there's an unspoken tenai. So really, to differ from Ikar Adin, there's no kedushin at all. This that you need to get is midivreim, the Gemara says. Right?
If it was because of Mesupuk, would you say it's also midivreim, or there's suffix or raisa?
Yeah, right. There's no in this mission so far. There's no spakes. Everything is very clear, right? That the mumim were back then.
That's not what I meant. I meant
which kind of stuff?
There were two answers that the Gemara gave. One was that it was Durabanan, and the other is that the Tana of the Mishnah is a supuk.
Okay, you're right. I'm sorry. You're saying good. Right? You reminded me of that. There's taka two truths in the Gemara. That's true.
I was just asking if you understand that to be a Durabanan when he's Mesupuk, or no, that at that point it would be a Daraisa. It's a Suffolk Daraisa.
That Lachar is a Daraisa. That Lachar is a Daraisa. Okay, in the family. Right. Okay, so that was that mission over there. Now, carrying over to our mission is as follows. Right, we'll see, our Mishnah has two cases. That the mumim in our Mishnah in the Reisha is the mumim where it was found before Nisuin. It was found after the Erisin. And the safe of the Mishnah is that the mumim were found after Nisuin. So now like this, right? So our Mishnah. Right, we're talking. Akoponim. Right? I mean, at least we're talking about that there was a tnai, right? You can make your cheshbonis. Maybe according to Shmuel, whether you need a tnai or not. But in our Mishnah, this meaning that there is a tnai means to say that the reason why the mumim make a difference is because there's some kind of tenai over here in the kiddushin. Right? That's the issue over here. Now, whether that's because an explicit tenai was made or not, that might be told in Rav and Shmuel over there. But in halacha, we view that there was a tenai in the kiddushin. That's our mission over here. And the issue over here is the kiddushin valid or not? The Mishnah is discussing the monetary aspect of things, that if the Kiddushin, and so there's a Tanai, and there's a Mumin. In the ratio of the Mishnah, the Mumin show up after the Erisin, it was made, after the Kiddushin was made, but before the Nisun, so the Mishnah says that she's still Beveis Aviha. She is still Beveis Aviha. I would think that would be the same halacha is if let's say she was older than this age, right? Let's say she was a boygish, that she was yotzah mevesavi, right? Right? And same halacha l'charev should be that, you know, she's b'shus atzma, she's not, and that would be equivalent to to the dinner of the mumma found Uda Bevei Savir.
And you would still even say Kan Nimsu Kan Hayu.
Yeah.
And yeah. Even if the Arison was before she was a Vulgaris and now she's a Vulgaris. Well, in all those cases, you would still say Kan Nimsu Kan Hayu. Maybe that's more of a suffix.
Okay, that maybe we have to think about.
Okay. You're saying as long as her status didn't change between the Arison and the Nsuin, then you would say Kan Nimsu Kan Hayu. If it changed, then there's a question.
Yeah, that's not right. We have to think about it. I didn't think about that. Akoponim. So let's see. So the Mishnah, therefore, is discussing like this. Okay, so let's talk about there was a Tanai made in the Kiddushin. He's a Mekadisher. And then, some time later, Koidem. Nisuin, so she still is not Rusa, and the Mumina our found that she has Mumin. Found she has Mumin, so the husband does not want to continue. Right? He wants to end. So as far as a get is concerned, right, Mishin doesn't talk about this. But the case over here, the mission is that it's a sophic, right? There's a sophic exactly when that's this mission over here. We don't know when the mum came. If the mum were here initially, so then there's no kiddushin, right? So definitely in the case when there's an explicit tanai, right? There's no kiddushin at all, no ksuba. But possibly the mumim first came later. If the mumim came later, then the kedushin was chal. And so, according to that, you'll need to get. And there'll be a chiv ksuba also on that. So that's the shayla mishnah over here. It's a sophic over here. And we're talking about the mumimistic aspect as far as the ksuba is concerned. The father over here is being Teveya. He wants Ksuba, and the husband doesn't want to pay Ksuba. Now, this case over here is, Pashtus, we're talking about over here, Bori Vishema. Right? The husband doesn't know when the woman came. Right? The father, on the other hand, right, he could know. So, Kipshuta, it's it's a Bori Vishema. So let's see the Mishnah. So Mishnah says as follows. Zok the Mishnah, Hoye b'mumim v'udu b'vei saviha. That means that the mumim were found while she's still b'vei saviha, koidim nisuin. The halacha is ha'av tzorch l'havi raya shem mi shen is arsa hoye b'mumim halol v'estachu sadehun. The av, his taina over here is, right, he's saying that the mum came later, so there's not time of mekav tois. That means that, you know, after the kedushin was made, after the purchase was made, fine, you know, so a damage, the item became damaged after the purchase, right, and that's dach v'sadeh, right, it's your problem. You can't go back to the seller on this, and right? So all obligations that the kedushin have in it are valid, and therefore the father has a tefiyah on ksuba.
If he brings a rye.
So the Mishnah says what's the halach of it? It's a sophic. Right? And the Baal of the Hind is saying that to who says, you know, may I don't believe you. Maybe the mumin came taka before, and therefore it is a mekach tois, right? That's what the Baal is tying over here. Right? So the Mishnah says that the halacha is that the av has to bring the rye. The father has to bring a raya. Right? We don't. Now, we'll see in the Gemara about this. You know, what is the power over here between these times, what's backing up each of these tainus over here. Right? On the one hand, we know that whenever there's a monetary issue, so there is halacha which is referred to as hamayis mechavel avaraya, that someone wants to be moitzi mamon, someone wants to take mamon from our mules, from the place where the money is, wants to transfer mamon, got to bring a raya. So even though the one who's holding the moment doesn't have a right to what he's saying, but misofik is not enough. You have to have some kind of backing in order to be moitzi the moment. In this case over here, right, similar to the Gemara back on Daf Yud Beis, those dafim over there with the Gemara on Beis in a moment will remind us of that. There's a cheskas haguf over here. A cheskas haguf, and we have a sofik over here when the mumim came, right? So obviously we're talking about mumim, which could have come later, right? So that's what we meant to say, that this mishnah is not talking about a birth defect, because then there will be no question, right? The whole mishnah doesn't start. We're talking about mumim which come later. As a matter of fact, dafka mumim which come later, right?
Well, what if there was a birth defect and he didn't know? He just didn't know about that birth defect.
So what?
So
who didn't know?
The Baal.
Fine, but he made it tonight, right? He doesn't have to know. No,
he made it tonight. There's no mumim.
No. He made it tonight. He said, "I make kedushin only if you're perfect. If you have a mumim, I don't want the kedushin."
Right.
Fine. So you find out later that she's missing a finger.
No, but I mean, let's say
an extra finger. Let's say, right?
That he might have known about in his mochel, but okay.
It happens. You know, it does happen. No extra finger.
Okay.
I saw somebody with an extra finger.
Yeah, right.
But okay. Anyway,
right.
But let's say it was a covered.
Okay, so yeah, okay, so that's really what we're talking about. We're talking about something which is not noticeable,
yeah.
Right? We'll see that in the sefer of the Mishnah, right? But you see, he made it tonight, right? He made it tonight. Right? We'll see about that, whether that's a portion. But he made it tonight, right? So I mean, at this point, you know, maybe we don't know that. He made it tonight. Shine, he made it tonight. Finished, right? That's the question, right? Right. So at this point, we're thinking that he made it tonight, and Shine. Right, that's it. So if there are women, there's no kedushin. Fine, so as long as it's nizbar that they were women at the time of kedushin, then there's no kedushin. Right?
Even if it's a birth defect that was there before, yeah, obviously. Before.
I mean, it's not even. I mean, that's yeah. Sure, no?
Right. Right.
What are you thinking of a difference between is a birth defect better or worse in our topic here?
I mean. Actually, it doesn't matter, right? It doesn't matter.
Yes.
But, I mean, I'm talking about a mum. It could be a mum that he didn't know about before. That was covered up.
That's primarily what we're talking about.
Has to be.
That
is
primarily
what we're talking about.
Ah.
Right?
That's the whole point. He said, "I don't want any mum." It turned out there were mum.
He was talking about he made it tonight that there's no mum?
Yeah.
Probably.
Let's say,
maybe.
Yeah, let's say.
or is it like an umdina that people don't want?
Okay, we're not sure. It doesn't matter for our discussion. But good question, but it doesn't matter for our discussion.
Right.
The point here is that he said, whatever it is, he doesn't want to move. There's some tanai that he doesn't want to move.
Right.
He didn't, if he knew about the move, then it would be less of a, it would be a different issue. He doesn't know about it.
Right.
So it becomes like a mekach tos. Right.
Whether it came now, or whether it was hidden, or whether it was from birth or not, it doesn't matter.
Well, as long as it was there at the time, and he didn't know about it.
Yeah.
Right. If it was clear to us when it came, then it's mekach tois. Our mission is discussing what is a sofik. We don't have at this point any clarity, any proof as to when it came, and that is the din Torah over here between the Av and the Baal. Right. The question over here is the Baal, let's say the Av would like the Ksuba, right?
Were you talking about a Naira?
Yeah, she's smart. She's a Brishus Diyav. Right? Udu Bavei Saviha. That seems we were discussing. That's what we're discussing. Right? Whether the whole Mishnah is dependent on this or not, that we touched on it a moment ago, but I don't want to go into there right now. Okay, so now, what we're discussing over here is that what is the power behind each of the tainis? So it would like the Gemara in a moment will remind us. Some while back, in the first parak, we learned that there's a similar kind of situation, right? The Moshe talked about that if he finds out that she's a bu'ula, that's what the Gemara over there is discussing, right? Whether you need mekach tois over there or not, but regardless, it has a bearing on the ksuba, even if it's not a mekach tois. And the issue over there is that when did she become a bu'ula? You only get the full 200 ksuba if she was a basula at the time of the kedushin. Yeah. So that's a similar situation over here, right? There's a sofik over here when she became a bula. Now in Agamor, there's a sofik when the mumin came, which could have an effect on the chiyuv ksuba. And in that sugya, the middle sheet is that there's a cheskes haguf, right? That's the power behind the av. Cheskes haguf. Cheskes haguf would say that the change of the guf happened at a later date. So then in that sugya she was a psula at the time, and in our sugya it means that there was no mumin at the time of the kedushin. Right? That's what it would be. Akapanim. These are the koiches behind the tainus, let's say. Okay, so far. So Zok the Mishnah says like this.
The lashon of Rabbi Yeshua over there in the Mishnah Yud Beis is Hare zu becheskas geula ad shelo tisaris v'hit aso ad shetavi
rael tarat. Right. So we discussed it then, I think. Right? That what that means is, he holds that the cheskas haguf can't help you to be moitzi, right?
That's not what the wording says, though.
Okay, fine. So this is an old discussion. Right? Just maybe get the recording on that, and you can hear the conversation we had then. Okay.
So basically, in short, we're teaching that the machlokus is that Rav Gamliel says you go after cheskas haguf, and
Rabbi
Yeshua says you don't go
after
Cheskas
Haguf
because it's going against
Cheskas Mamon. We'll say it like that.
What about the Bar V'Shema that's brought into the topic over there that's not brought in over here?
Okay, so that's a point. That is a point. It's very, very a little advanced, right? So we'll have to wait till we just discuss the Ikar Hasugya, and then we'll see whether Bar V'Shema plays a role. Right. That sugi itself, right, that there were three mahalchim had to learn over there, right? But Vishema, Chazoka,
it was a Migu.
And Migu, yeah.
We're not going, we right. Seem to have thrown away Migu.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So let's say what we have. So it's very important just to remember at what the halacha says in our Mishnah, otherwise it gets confusing. The Mishnah Nochmal says like this, that if the mumin were found, now this is important over here, let's just to prevent confusion, that there really are three possible times, right, which we could be discussing over here. We have Koidem Erisin, right? If the moment they're Koidem Erisin, that makes the Mekach Tois, right? And there's no chiyuv ksuba, right?
So you need a get?
So that might be telling on whether there was an explicit tanai or not.
If there was a tanai, no get, but if there was no tanai, you might need a get?
Could be, yeah.
But definitely no ksuba.
Well, honestly, I don't know if I'm saying it right. Nochmal, if there was a tanai, then...
If there was a tanai, then you don't need
to get. You don't need to get, okay, right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Very good. It might also depend on the raya that's brought. I mean, if you have Adam that she had the mum before, it'd be one thing. If you're going based on kan nimtu, kan hayu, I don't know, could that still be take away a get? Or it would be more like a suffix? Any more question?
Rashi said be Adam.
Let me just hear again. Right. So.
If we say she's losing.
This, he was talking misafik.
No, meaning if you have Adam that there were mumim during Arison. Let's say you found them during Arison. You found the mumim during Arison before the Nisuin.
Right.
So now, okay. So now we're going to say, let's say kan nimsu kan hayu. So she doesn't get a ksuba. Is that enough also to say there's no get?
So I think regardless. And see, we were talking about if on the tzad that it was before, but if it's a sofik, then you always need a get.
Right. Okay. Fine. That's
right.
Fine. Good.
Yeah. So in this mishnah. We'll work it out soon. So in this mishnah, what we're just pointing out over here is that there are three points of time. That's relevant to this Mishnah. You have Koidim Erison, okay? Then you have the Erison stage, which means after Erison but before Nisuin. And then you have the Knisa, the Nisuin. The Mishnah refers to that as Nichnu Shuzbao. Okay? Now like this. Now, the Mishnah is going to make a difference between whether she's an Arusa or she's an Asua. Now that difference the Mishnah is making is talking primarily that you find the Mumim after the Erison. Right? That's what the Mishnah is. And the Mishnah is going to make a difference if you find the Mumim after the Erison, and now there's a Sophic when the Mumim were there, before the Erison, or they came after the Erison. So the Mishnah talks about finding the woman when she's still in Arusa, or finding the woman after she's in Asua. Now the Reisha says that if the woman were found Bevesa Viha while she's still in Arusa, the halacha is that the father has to bring the araya. That's what the Mishnah says over here, and until he brings araya, the Baal has the right to hold on to his money. Right, that's the Mishnah says. Now, Zok the Mishnah, however, in the next case, but Nichnas Lashus HaBaal, if the Mumim were first noticed by the Baal after Nisuin, so Zok the Mishnah, now the Halacha changes. The HaBaal Tzoch Lahavi Rayesh Adshle Nesar Sohoye Bumim Ne'elu Fahye Mekha Mekach Tois. Right, this is his tiny, the tiny of Mekach Tois. In order to tiny Mekach Tois, he needs to be able to, his basis of his tiny is that the mum were there beforehand. And so the Mishnah, well, if the mum were first found after the Knisa, then already the Baal is the one who has to bring the proof. And the proof that he needs to bring is that the mum were there before Erison. Okay, that's what the Mishnah says so far. And this that the Mishnah makes a difference when the mumim are found, that's something which really needs explanation. It's something that we're not supposed to understand. right? At this point, right? We're not familiar with such a thing that plays a role. So if you don't understand why that should make a difference, you're okay, because the Gemara also doesn't understand why not. Right?
What? I didn't get that.
The difference between the Reish and the Sefer, that when the Mumim were found, right, at an explanation that why should that be the deciding factor, I was just sort of reassuring anyone who has had a hard time in understanding what the explanation of that is that lack of understanding is justified, because the Gemara also doesn't understand why that should be.
Why is there a ksuba for Narusa anyway? I thought the main ksuba is after Nisuin.
Okay. Main?
I mean, ksuba is made for Nisuin. So some places they wrote ksuba for Erisin, or sometimes the husband wrote a ksuba for Erisin, but they really, really mean, basically in short, the ksuba is really for Nisuin, no?
Okay. I mean, that's not something that first happened now, right? This idea of ksubas erison. Right? So whatever the background is, that this Mishnah, right, there is a ksubas erison. Right? In bold for ksubmina erison. Right, so whatever is necessary for that to work, that's what we're talking about. Right?
Isn't ksuba normally for the sonah? Wasn't that the takanos chachamim?
Okay, that could be, but we're familiar with the idea of a narusa having a ksuba. There is such a thing, right? Okay, so let's see what the Mishnah is saying. Okay, so the Mishnah says that there's a difference when the Mumim were found, and again we're stressing that there's a suffix in this Mishnah. The suffix in the Mishnah, the tzadim are, is it koidim erisin ach erisin. That's really what's relevant in the ikur tainus. The Baal, in order to make a mekach tois, that the Mumim have to be koidim erisin. If the Av's Taina, that in order for him to be able to collect Subu, that's come after Erisin. Nisuin doesn't really play a role in the Iker HaSofik. However, the Mishnah is saying that there's a difference when they're found. Right? That's what the Mishnah says. Okay, now let's see the Mishnah a little bit. This is what the Mishnah is doing. Divra Meir, okay, this is Shit Divra Meir. V'chachomim oimrim v'med v'mamurim b'mum shemeseise. Avo b'mum shemegoloi eni yochol litoin. Zokt the Mishnah as follows.
Nichlis lo shus haba has nothing to do with beer, just chuppah, right?
Right. Primarily, yeah. Right, we'll see about that, but yeah, right, but... Right. Let's see. Zok the Mishnah like this. Now, so the Chacham says something which Tosis tells us that there is no machloikis in this point over here. That Zok the Mishnah what type of Mumah are we discussing? Zok the Mishnah, we're talking about only Mumah Shabbaseis, Mumah which are not noticeable. However, Mumah which are noticeable, is not b'chlal our shayla here. Avo b'mum shem b'goli eni yochol litoin. Zok Rashi du yodav in his pious. So let's hear that. The Baal is tining that the mumim were prior to the kiddushin and therefore makes a mekach tois. Zok the Mishnah, however, even according to what you are saying, that the mumim were there beforehand, but if it's a mumim shebegol is something that we could assume that the Baal saw, and he went ahead with the kiddushin, so rov in his pious, right? That mum obviously doesn't bother him. That's what the Mishnah is saying. So therefore, we could only be talking, it's only relevant to a mum that there's no reason for us to assume that the Baal doesn't care about. Right? So a mum shebegol is something that he saw, right? Talk about that, is that there's a rav in his bias. Now, Tosfos deals with the Shaila. This is it's relevant what we discussed before, that, I mean, if the case is that there was a specific Tanai over here, so he made a Tanai, Amnasha in Aleha Mumin. Right? So, if that's the case, so what does the Mishnah mean to say that if there was a mum shebegoli, then there's a rav in his pious, and therefore there's no mekach tois. Asks Tosfos, the Sefer Kol Sefer made it tonight. So how does a rav in his pious help us if he made it tonight?
And you could say that rav in his pious goes on mum that he saw, and then later came another mum.
Right, he's making an editor that there shouldn't be any other movement. There's some makabal. Making an editor, there shouldn't be anything else. I'm not sure it's just such a kasha.
So. Well, okay, I mean, the basis of Tosfos' kasha is because Tosfos, he didn't stipulate. That's what the basis of Tosfos' question is. He made an explicit tenai, right? So the Tanai should include all Mumin. So if he made a Tanai, so this is it. You know what I mean? Right? Then the Kiddush that he made should be dependent on that Tanai. So even though he saw the Mum, right? What are things change? Tosfos answers. See, what you need to do is, and maybe this is where you're heading at. What you need to do is that you need to make it that this, that such a mum was not what he had in mind in the Tanai. So the basic Tosfos' question is that since he didn't stipulate, it didn't make any difference, and his Tanai was that there are no mumin, so Seif Kol Seif, this is a mum. Right? What does Rav and his pious change things? What does Rav and his pious mean? Right? You know, he's okay with such a mum, but how does it change his tanai? So what you need to really do is to say that even though he didn't make any difference, but Tosfos really says even more. Meaning to say, you know, according to what you're offering, maybe it's easier, is that he saw the mum, and he still went ahead with the Kiddushin. So that tells us that he didn't mean this mum. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. Right? And Tosfos says a little more. Right? Tosfos says that his whole tanai is only for mumin that he doesn't see. Right? A mum that he does see, his tanai doesn't talk to that because he'll decide. I mean, he'll see it, you know, or the other ish. So that means in the first place, When he makes ta'amash shein aleha mumin, he's referring to mumin that he doesn't know about, right? So his tanai is protecting him, right? But a mum that he sees, he doesn't need a tanai for. So it didn't go into the tanai in the first place. That's how Tosfos explains. Now let's see the next step in the Mishnah, and Tosfos also. Where are you asking?
He's saying so he didn't see anything.
He didn't see the moment. So he wasn't robbing his fighters. He was
most of the dollars. But how do you explain the Mishnah? The Mishnah needs to rob his fighters, no? Didn't the Mishnah is Mum Shavagoli, right? That Halacha Shizu Kodesh is his time because of robbing his fighters, right? If there was no robbing his fighters, then in the Chanami, right? Doesn't help Mum Shavagoli. Well, I mean, maybe after what we just said now, but Your question is, how's that stimming with me? We need the halacha in the Mishnah is a yodim nisbayis. That's what it's based on. So if
we're assuming that anything has been called that he saw,
right? Right.
But if he's mekadesh and ishtiach, he didn't necessarily see him being mekadesh, and therefore, how can we assume? How does the Mishnah say that it's rabbi nisbayis?
Okay, that's what you want to ask. So the answer to that just might be in the chanami. We're not talking about the ishliach.
You can't say that. That's what the Mishnah is telling us. Is that the assumption is that if it was Bekali that he saw it. Right. In other words, it's not that we know it, but that's the assumption and the halacha based on that.
Yeah, but he's asking, but what about a kedushin on the shliach? Maybe the shliach saw it, but the person didn't see it. How does that help? How do you make a rov in his pious?
But again, the assumption is if it's begully, he knows about it.
Oh, he knows about it. He knows better.
You're not sure. Clearly, if he was there and saw, you know, he saw it, then we don't need a mission to tell us, right?
Okay. I mean, you want to say the Rovin Nispayis doesn't necessarily refer to the Shas Kiddushin. Rovin Nispayis means it's something that everyone knows about, and he would have information on it. Okay.
Rashi is the Rovin Nispayis.
Okay. Okay, right. Okay, it's good. Good dig. Yeah.
Two mahalchim.
Right, but again, Rashi saying that
the Gemara Kedusha says Asal Mshikana says Shisha Shirena. It's a drabbanon.
Okay.
Again, when Rashi says the Yadav Vinispayes is he's saying it on a Yachol Litom. Right, but again, but it doesn't have to mean that.
No, he's saying the Rashi is much like you, right?
If he's agreeing, then I won't argue.
Go for a drink,
right, good friend.
Right, it doesn't say the robe in the spice. It's the other one in the spice, right? That's good. He knows about it.
But then he said negative himself. You shouldn't be Mekadosh Nish until you've seen it. So you're saying both ways.
It's the Rabbanon. General thing that, I mean, it's Kedushin's Chal, if you didn't see her.
Okay, I hear what you're
but
saying.
But he's going against the Rabbanon.
Okay, I hear.
Oh, so I think what Michael was saying is that could be used as an alternate answer to your question, right? That, you know, so your question is that maybe he never saw her because he's kind of shy of the shliach. So on that he's saying, well, there's an isadrabonon, so therefore we wouldn't assume that was done. Therefore, he definitely did see her, right? That was the background in that conversation.
Verify whether he saw her or not.
What?
We can easily verify if he saw her or not.
What?
I sent the shliach. There's two aid in that. Shliach Joe was the one of the Mekadosh her.
No. I'm talking about the Mishnah. What's the Mishnah talking about, right?
The Mishnah's on right? Our case. Where he saw her, must have been.
So we're just saying that the reason why we might have a right to assume that is because it's also otherwise. That would be an alternate answer to your question. But I think that what Shlomo is saying is and you saying before is like a good answer, right? That he knows about Akopon, right? That's what everyone is agreeing upon over here. The Yodav and Ispais, Mumsha Begolin. Okay. Yeah. Now the Mishnah goes further. The Mishnah says, "V'mi'ishmerch es boisayir af mumsha b'seis en yochel litam meishu hu boitka b'kreivoysov." The Mishnah says further that even mumsha b'seiser, however, if there's a merch es boisayir, then we assume that he's even aware of the mumsha b'seiser, mumin which obviously could be noticed in the merch, and therefore the Sofik would only be mumim that can't be picked up in the merchas. Now Taisa says that the machleikis, the chacham and Remeir, is in this case, right? Apparently, the machleikis is in the Mishnah, right? In the first case, Tosfos says that there's no, that there is no machlokes. In the first case, Mumsha Begoli, Tosfos says, Tosfos brings a raya to that, and Tosfos says that the bottom Tosfos on Aleph. Tosfos says that the whole machlokes is in this case over here, and the machlokes is as follows, that the Chachamim Shita is that if there's a merchatz ba'isa here, then we assume, we have the right to assume that you know he made the proper arrangements to find out, and he knows, right? And then again, there's a yodav and his pais on that, and Reb Meir argues on that, and Reb Meir says that we have no right to assume that. And if he says that either he didn't make those arrangements, or he says that his craving didn't do a good job, right? And he didn't find out about it.
Is this that he sends he tells his potential Arusa that I'm going to have my relatives come and check you out in the Merchatz, or is this that they're hanging around the Merchatz waiting for her to show up to check you out without her knowing?
Yes, that one. But it seems like this could be, you could do it maybe two ways. You could either say maybe this is a raya for Shlomo, because what they're saying is that the merchatz is like begalui. So you say, he's not going to see what's in the merchatz. It's just that his mother is going to tell him what it was. And it's yada, it's not raw. And the merchatz has a din of galui. And that's why the Chachamim say it that way. Even your moda to us, that if it's begalui, he's nitpayas. And we're going to tell you, a merchatz is like galui. So it's ifilu yada velo raw.
I mean, it's right. You're definitely right. There's no role. There's no role. The question just over there is that by getting someone else to see that would be the role. That would be the role, right? Oh. And that if you want to say that before that there's, we need a role, so that this is the equivalent. You got someone to do the role for him.
Okay, I hear what you're saying.
That's right.
So, I want to say, but maybe the could you say that maybe this is tachila in the machlokas speech in Rameer? Rameer says no. You need role. Merchatz isn't raw.
Okay, that could be. Now, but why do you need raw? Why do you need raw? Because without raw, he could tell that he didn't get the information.
That's
what that means, right? For whichever point, is the break, right? Either he's saying that he never appointed someone to check her, or he's saying that weak information.
Well, I was almost saying a little bit differently. Could it be? Is it because different people are different, right? One person's going to be mochel on a certain move, and another person's not going to be mochel. Maybe according to Rabbi Meir. So you have to see it. If you don't see it, you can't assume that person's mochel on it, because it's a different period, you know.
But if people are different, so what does seeing help?
Well, if you know he saw it and he was Makadosh anyway, then he's for sure mochel. If he just heard da da da, and then he said, maybe according to Rabbi Meir, he can come back in time. He says, okay. They told me there was something, but I didn't see that. I didn't understand.
Okay. I hear that. The rule of an espai is. Okay. That's, I guess, another level. Of the lack of communication. But that's what this is based on, right? Some kind of tiny that he's saying that I didn't get the proper information here. Okay. Akoponim. Okay, so let's get back to the Iker HaMishnah over here. Okay, so once again, so it's like this. So we're discussing over here that there are mumin, right? The mum in the Mishnah that we're talking about, is a mum, let's say that he's makbid on. And therefore, if the mum tak was able to kaid medicine, it would make a mekach tois. There's a machlekes in the Mishnah. There's a difference in the Mishnah what halacha is. Right? There's a sophic, we don't know when the mum was there. If the mum was there before erisin, mekach tois. And the Baal holds on to his money. If the mum came after erisin, then the av could be moitzi. In the Mishnah that we have a sophic. It's a sophic. What's the halacha now that it's a sophic? The Mishnah makes a difference between when the mum is found, b'uda b'veis aviha, or l'achas nechnas shus bayin. Let's see the Gemara. Zok the Gemara. Tam de ma'isi ha'av raya, holy ma'isi ha'av raya ha'bal mehemin. The Gemara right now is learning the Reish of the Mishnah. The Mishnah, what does the Mishnah say? The Mishnah says that the Av is the one who has to bring the Raya. It's a Sofik, right? Zok the Mishnah that the Av has to bring a Raya. If he doesn't bring the Raya, ha'bal mehemin. Zok the Gemara, ma'ne ha'bishuhi, da'omar lo'mi p'yon l'choyin. Zok the Gemara, okay, like we mentioned before, the Machlokes that Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua is that case over there is talking about a Ba'ula Basula issue. And the Shaila over there is when she became a Ba'ula. She's definitely a Ba'ula today. When did she become a Basula? And it has a relevance on Ksuba. That's the Machlokes over there. And so she does, Rabbi Yeshua is Lemi Pio on a Choyin, right? Which means that we don't have to accept what she's saying, and therefore the Baal, right? The Baal over here, he's gonna be the one who's gonna win the Din Torah. Lemi Pio on a Choyin. Let's see Rashi. Zok Rashi.
In the Mishnah Yud Beis, it doesn't mention the father; it mentions the girl herself.
Okay.
Because about Nemenes, she's Nemenes, or she's not Nemenes, or
okay.
The father's not in the discussion at all.
You're being Mechavan to Rav Ashi.
Okay.
Is that what you're pointing to? Rav Ashi's over here.
The Gemara later on makes such a.
You're 100 years ahead. You're 100 years ahead. It took Rav Ashi 100 years to come up with that turret. He already came up with it.
that's next week's
stuff. Yeah, okay.
Okay. Let's see. Zok Rashi. Yeah, Habam Hemin, do Omar Hoyl Visofiku, Im Hitosa Vim Lab, Hemin Mamlach has closed. So Rashi says as follows. Habam Hemin, what does Habam Hemin mean? Do Omar Hoyl Visofiku, Im Hitosa Vim Lab, Hemin Momrach has kosher. So Rashi says that the dik from our Mishnah is Baal Mehemin. It's based on Hemin Momen Al Ches Kosei. Hemin Momen Al Ches Kosei. Now, let's take a talk about this just for a moment. This halacha of Hemin Momen Al Ches Kosei, which l'chore is the halacha of a mois mechavel over all of haraya, which is as it says that in order to extract momen from where it is, we need a raya, right? A raya, Rashi says in many places it means edim, right? You need a power to transfer momen from what it is, and if it's a sophic, Hamoitzi mechaveir all of raya. He has to bring the raya.
Why is it considered to be in the husband's pocket? Isn't there a concept I think we had before in somewhere? Somebody asked this question that the ksuba, since she's holding the shtar ksuba, it's like, is there any like she has the power over that money? Like it's in her rishus because she's holding the ksuba, the shibudim that the ksuba has.
So you have to see the context of where that is said, and whether that should have a bearing in the muchzikos of the ksuva. Right. So in order to ask that question, we have to have clearer information.
I don't remember where the Gemara was.
That right.
We had a Gemara. It said.
Yeah. No, I know what you're referring to. But right now, I think to ask the question, we have to find the Maromokim and see if that relates to this topic over here. Right. Otherwise, that's just we can't deal with that question right now. You have enough to deal with on in the sugi over here.
So we're assuming he's the muksik for that.
Right. That's what's mivuyers, right? In both of these sugis over here,
you put it in your hat, collect the sugis, and then eventually you put them all together and figure out who's the muksik.
I mean, that's the Gemara says that he's the muksik, right? That's what it says over here. If we have a contradiction from someplace else, then okay, you'll have to see what the answer is. But you gotta find the source. Okay. Yeah. So what we mean to say is as follows, like this, that like we're seeing now in that there's a concept of chazoka. We'll see in a moment. Cheskes aguf. That's what the Rambam Liel sheet is based on. Now the concept of chazoka, I just want to point out that there's a difference between chazokas and cheskes and cheskes momen. Simply it should be like that as follows. That there's a concept of chazoka that Gemara learns. Right, Chumun has sources for this, and the idea of a chazaka is a chazaka meikorum. That's the concept of a chazaka, and the din of chazaka says it's a tool in sveikis how to view and how we decide something even without clear information. And
doesn't that go against the chazaka that right now she's not a basula, or right now she has movement? Doesn't that go against the facts? And isn't there like a chazaka going that now she has movement? So we go back in time that she had before.
So whether there is such a thing or not, right, is a discussion in the Achrayim. We'll give it the words that the Achrayim talk about. There's the chazaka which is accepted. Chazaka is called chazaka de meikor. That means that if we have an established situation, and the question is if or when a hishtanis, a change in that status happens, that we assume that the status was quo. Right, until the latest possible time that we're forced to say there was a change. That's a loch in chazoka meikor. Right? Chazoka means the initial status stays until things change, and that's what tells us that things happen at a later date.
Ten years ago we knew she had basulim. 10 years ago we knew she had no movement.
Right.
But we don't know when it changed.
Mm-hmm.
So what about the fact that right now we know she doesn't?
One time, we're getting there. I just wanted to say. Right? That's what we call chazoka meikora. Now Rabbi Yo was asking, right? Well, isn't there like a chazoka dahashto? The current status, right? So let's look at that also. Current status, you know, maybe that also could tell us that, you know, this is the current status. We assume that this status was, always was, you know, till in. So like this, that I'm not sure, you know, if there's necessarily svoras over here, right? Chazaka is not really a svora, right? The Gemara has sources, and this is the Dine Torah, how we view things. We're not necessarily convincing ourselves that this is really what happened. But this is in din. That's how we have to look at it, and the Torah tells us, you know, that we could and should view things in this way. right, then you know it has real ramifications in major deraisa dekadinim. Now, being that said, so we're really guided with what the Torah tells us. So b'chlal, whether there's such a thing as a chazaka d'hashta is questionable, right? Whether there is such a thing as a chazaka d'hashta. Even according to those mufarshim that said there is a chazaka d'hashta, however, a chazaka meikara is stronger than a chazaka d'hashta. I think we see that from the sources, from the Makaris, where the dinim of chazaka is.
How is kan nimsu kan hayu different from chazaka d'hashta?
Okay, let's we'll try to get there.
Okay,
try to get there, and we'll see. Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what we're saying like this is like, so the din of chazaka is what's referred to as a din vadai, that the chazaka says that we have to assume that the status remained, and therefore, if we first, let's say in our case, if we first found out that the mumin, that she had mumin after erisin, and we know that sometime before erisin there were no mumin there, right? So she was, let's say, born in the status of not having a mum, so the Chazok Meikara says that we have to assume that status remained till the latest point, possible point of time, and therefore at the time of Erisin she was still in the original status, that there was no mum, the mum came later. That's what the Chazok would say, and that's how all Chazokas work, right? This Chazoka is a Cheskas Aguf. There are also chazokas which are maybe also the same idea of chazoka mekar, a status, but it's not a metzias. It's more like a din. There could be a cheskas taira, cheskas toma, cheskas penuya, right? Cheskas nesua.
Isn't there a concept isra chazkasa that chazaka is weakened?
Okay, but what weakens it?
The fact that right now she has one.
So even if that will be true, but a weakened chazaka, as long as it has nothing else that's working against it, could still work. Right, we'll see about a weakened chazaka. Where does the weakness of a chazaka present itself that the chazaka can't work anymore? So what we're getting is like this, is that, but when we talk about Cheskas Momin, I mean, Pashtus, when we talk about Cheskas Momin as a Moismi Hovarai, which is really not a Din Vadai, it's not telling us something definite. It's like we understand HaMoismi Chavel Hovarai, that since the Din Torah is that Apishnaim Edim Yokum Dover, that you need two edim in order to decide in Mominus. Okay, let's. And so the din of the Torah is that chazaka is not sufficient to be moitzi it. But not that the chazaka cheskes moment says that it belongs to him. It's keeping a status, that kind of idea. It's telling us that we should assume b'teres vaday that for sure, right? It's his moment.
You can't say it was his, and therefore we assume it's his forever because money is asu l'shtanos to change from hand to hand.
That's money, true, but see, but it's more than that. It's more than that. I don't know if that's sufficient. But I think it's more than this. There's no question on the dollars over here, right?
You're basically saying it's Sheval Tasa Adif. Just keep the money where it is.
But the pshat is because we don't have any power to be moitzi, right? It's really a sofik. It's what we call misofik al-taytiyana, basically, right? Misofik, we can't change the status. We don't have enough basis, right? Just like if there was, no chazaka against it. Right. So the Sofik, you have it. Fine. You know, right? You know, we're not going to do anything. So even though the other side might have a chazaka, but the chazaka is not sufficient, right? To make that change.
Would the nafkamina be if somebody would be tofis it?
The nafkamina between what and what?
Whether we say that it's really his money, or whether we say just keep it there because you can't be motzi from him, because you don't have the power to be motzi from him, but it's really the suffering, we don't know if it's his money or not. So if, let's say, the father of the girl is tofis the money for the ksuba. So now, if he's tofis the money, so then maybe that's the nafkamina, because we never said it was really the Baal's money in the first place. It's just that we can't be motzi from him.
Okay, I hear that, and
so which side is stronger to say? Meaning, if the chazaka of a mamun is just because it's in his rishus.
See,
if the father would be tofes it, that would be better, because now it's already in the father's rishus. So he was tofes.
The question is, can we motzi from the father now?
Even what I'm saying. So it sounded to me like what you were saying is that now that cheskes moment is really just a sofik, so tfisa will help.
That's right.
Now we know. That's not so simple, right? We know that's a big question over here. The sugim bav mitziya,
tap
for kayin, right? But maybe what you're saying is that were it to be machriya, then tfisa couldn't possibly help. There wouldn't be such a tzad that tfisa could help.
That's right.
Right? So let's say, according to the shittas that hold, tfisa helps, it can't be a machriya. If tfisa doesn't help, maybe you could still entertain the tzada as machriya. Mm-hmm, okay. Mm-hmm. Right. Now, it is, this already gets a little more complicated, Taka, that why not? According to what we're saying right now, then why might it be that Tfisa Taka doesn't help? If it's just a Sofik, why doesn't it help? Okay, so that's, you know, those sugyas over there, that you can't become a Muchzik Bachashnel. A Sofik, these kind of dealing, which is a little more not our sugi right over here, but this is just what I wanted to point out, that this is the Pashas Advarim, even though that we know that there are Achraim that learn that there is a concept of a Cheskas Moen also, you know, as a positive Chazaka, some kind of like a more kama dikadin, right?
And the Gemara uses the lashon dika chazaka de mamona.
So, okay. So that those words don't necessarily have to mean in the same concept, right? In the chazaka de mamona means what the cheskes moment means, right? That you know it's that there is a muhzik, right? That's what that would mean.
Right.
Okay, this is a big need in the Achrenim, like Kiyadua, Tzais, and the Nesivis, others, everyone in the Sugis over there, right, comes up over here also. Okay, but we're not gonna, right, we just wanna just speak out the initial inyonim. Okay, so let's hear where we are. Okay? So the Gemara right now is relating our mission to the machlokes that we have in the beginning, the Masechta, Rabbi Shur and Gamaliel, which is a similar kind of case, that there's a sofik, which is concerning Ksuba. It's a sof when she became a Ba'ula. There's a Cheskas Haguf on one hand. On the other hand, there's a Shaila of we'll call the Cheskas moment, right? Whatever that refers to. So Zochti Gemara is filed like this. So in that machlekes Rabbi Shua holds that Cheskas Haguf is not sufficient to be Maitzi moment, and therefore that the halacha is that the Av, right, the one who wants to collect the ksuba has to bring the raya that at the moment came afterwards. Otherwise, you know, the according to what we're saying there, otherwise Pshat said that the sofik itself will tell us that I'll tzienna, keep the money where it is. Right, that's how the Baal will win. Leidach Yisar, and Amlil Shita is that the Cheskas Haguf could be Moitzi moment. And therefore, his Shita is that, on the contrary, that calls man that it's a Sofik, so we'll use the Chazoka to be Machriya, and we'll be Moitzi moment with the Chazoka, unless the Baal brings a Raya. If he brings a Raya, brings Edim. That the mum were there before, so then he'll win, and chazaka is only helps for makom asafik, right? If we have a verification, then chazaka doesn't mean anything. Now let me just speak this out. Just as a little lomdish concept over here. In Shitas Rav Gamliel, this is really a shaila really from before, you know, that Umil holds that a Cheskas Haguf can be Moitzi moment. Now, not the question is that how was that sufficient? Isn't it then Moitzi Milchavei Ol Harai Ve'edim, that you need Edim? Since when is a Cheskas Haguf sufficient? Yeah, but we're asking that how could anyone hold that chazaka could help. To chazaka is not edim, right? You need a mina.
The Rashi that says a muslim chaver alavaraya be edim, that Rashi is going
to Rabbi Yeshua. When we pass like Rabbi Gamliel, so it's hard to say that's Rashi is always talking according to Rabbi Yeshua. So I just wanted to just guide in the lomnis hadvarim over here, in the mechanics, how the way to go about answering such a question is as follows. That there are the way chazokas work, or maybe different chazokas work differently, but there's sometimes like this that sometimes you could have a chazoka which is working within the sofik, which means as follows, that we have the reasons for the sofik. The sofik was created. We have a sofik over here, and the chazaka is a machriya in the sofik. The chazaka tells us to take on one of the two sides of the sofik. Sometimes, and maybe this is what a cheskas haguf is that it tells us that we have no sofik in the first place. We have no right to entertain another tzad. So what we're saying over here is as follows. And the question is, Hamois Mechav of a raya, you gotta bring a raya. So what the answer, what we're saying is that only if we take a have a sofer lefonenu, there's two stodim, two valid stodim which are in front of us, and then the halacha is that so if there's a tzad in the sofik, if the muhsik has a tzad in the sofik, then, in order to take take away or to nullify his sadness of it, you need Eidim. But were we to have something to tell us that the Suffolk never materialized in the first place, whether there's a power over here says that in Din, there is no Suffolk. The Muxuk doesn't have it sad in the first place. So then his Muxukus is not relevant. So then I wouldn't need Eidim. Okay, so this is a lumdish way of explaining how things work and how you could get around the need for Eidim. You only need Eidim when the Suffolk itself was chal. We have a Suffolk, which means that the Muxuk has its sad. There are two Tzdodim, two valid Tzdodim. Muxuk has its sad. So only if the Muxuk has a valid sad, so then we say then it's halacha. You need Eidim in order to be mighty from him. But were we to have something to tell us that we have no right to entertain that sad in the first place, so then it's not relevant to Muxukus, because the Muxukus only helps to hold one side of the Sufik. Right? If there's no, like for example. I don't know such a good example, but just to bring out the point that when we're talking about a Suffolk, right? So not everything has a dinner of a Suffolk. You need a power to create a Suffolk. If I go over to you and I tell you that you owe me $1,000, right? So you don't need the dinner of Moshe Melav Raya in order to win the dinner. Because in this situation over here, I can't create a Suffolk with the Taina itself. Just because I say you owe me $1,000, that doesn't create a Suffolk. There aren't two Tzadim over here in the first place. Right? So that's that will be an example of something that the Suffolk wasn't Noidlat. So therefore, theoretically, let's say I say you owe me $1,000 and I go and I grab it. And I want to say, well, I'm the Mozik now, right? You know, so you got to bring me to Raya, right? So on that, we would say that well, the fact you're holding money doesn't help right now because you never created a Suffolk, right? There is no Suffolk. So you say, as far as we're concerned, you're holding someone else's money. You don't have it sat over here, B'chlal. Right? You didn't create a Suffolk. It was his money.
But once you said you owe me $1,000. And he says, no, isn't a Suffolk created right
away? No, because you just with a tiny of alma, you can't create a Suffolk over here. You can't bring yourself, you know, into his money, even to create a tzad on that. You got to back it. If you have no backing, just with a tiny of alma, it means nothing. Right? So all halachas which require a tzad in the Suffolk, right, a Suffolk, right? So then the bechal only after you created the Suffolk. But if there is no Suffolk, then you're nothing over here. There's no old Hilchos Fakers, don't start. Right? So were we to be able to understand that Cheskes HaGuf is such that it prevents us from creating a Suffolk in the first place, the power of Cheskes HaGuf is so strong that says that we don't see a Suffolk. You know, this is what it used to be. The Heshtanis HaGuf doesn't happen till later. There's no Suffolk at all. Right, so it's not deciding in the Suffolk, which would be therefore being moitzi from a muzik. It's saying that the Suffolk wasn't created in the first place, so therefore there is no muzik over here in the first place. So the whole halacha of a moitzi mechal v'oraya never started. Okay, that's a way of explaining that. Now. This is just giving it a little bit of lumness, right? For those who, you know, want to know, you know, how did that come to be? Why is that a Cheskes HaGuf has this property? You know, the Chazokas don't, and you know that's something that needs further explanation, right? But I'm just giving you the mechanics how it's possible such a thing that you could get around the Eidim. How do you get around the Eidim? Right? That's the answer to the question, right? Because if the Suffolk doesn't start in the first place, right, so then there's no... I'm not being mighty from a Mosek at all, right? So I don't need Eidim, right? It's home of Sokas that never started. Okay, let's just see the Gemara a little bit. So Zok the Gemara, that the halacha of the Reisha, which says that the Av has to bring the Raya, that we're going with the Mosek, that's Shittas of Yeshua. Zok the Gemara, Eim a Seifa, nichnas lishus habal bal tzorch lavi raya time the maisi habal raya holy maisi habal raya ha'av mehem unos ngam liel domen emenes. Okay, I just read a little quickly the Gemara. I hope I didn't throw anyone off. I'll just speak it out right now. In the seif of the Mishnah, the halacha over there is the case quite happens to be that if the mumen show up after nisuin, halacha is that the baal has to bring the raya. The baal has to bring the zot gemara. The only way I understand that why that should be, the baal has to bring the raya, is because of the cheskas aguf. Zot gemara that she does rem gamliel. So the writing more right now is asking that lechard is a steer ratio the sefer. The ratio is like Rabbi Shua, and the same is like Rav Gamliel. The fact that the ratio is talking about it's nimsis b'shus the av and the sefer is nimsis b'shus the baal is really irrelevant. The Gemara doesn't see why that should be malu moirid. The root of each shita is what's better, the cheskas moment or the cheskas agof, you know, in loose terms, which is better? So Zokra Blazer, the first mahalach in the Gemara is that in Ochanami, you're right, you're 100% right. The explanation of Eisho is Rabbi Yeshua. The explanation of the Sefer is Yom Liel. How did they shtim? The answer is they don't shtim. In Ochanami, Tavra, Mishishonazu Loishavat Noishonazu. That the Reisha and the Sefer are not the same Tana. In Ochanami, an interesting kind of Mishnah that, you know, without any, any road signs over here, no one tells us, but apparently we're supposed to be able to figure it out by ourselves. Nactis. Now, if that's so, what's with the different cases over here? The Reisha's speaking. So Rashi says as follows. Rashi says in the Nachanami, the cases in the Mishnah are all avdafka, because being that's the deciding factor, what chazaka. So the Tana of the Reisha, which is Shitas Rabbi Shua, that you go both to the Cheskas moment, so it's all the same, right? Zok Rashi, no matter where, right? He would argue in the case of the Sefer also, right? And why does the mission change the cases? Right? Because it's taki irrelevant. But I upon it, but it's all lav dafka. It's all lav dafka. That's what Rashi says, right? Right, so when you learn the Mishnah, it seems like the Mishnah is coming to say that, well, the Reisha, then the Reisha has to do with the case that the moment were found the Bishus the Av, and the Loch of the Sefer, which says that the moment were found Bishus the Baal, that's why the Baal has to bring the Raya. No, something more, that has no bearing. What's the difference where it's found? The Iker over here is just Cheskas Momona and Cheskas Aguf. So if that's so, Senachanami, in both cases, there is a machloikis. So the reisha is lav dafka, the halacha and the reisha that says alav lav raya is lav dafka in that case, who had in the case of the sefer, and the halacha of the sefer, which is al bal lav raya, right, is also lav dafka. That would be the same din in the first case of the mission. That's what Rashi says. Now Tosfos is taka bothered by this that. Why is the Tana talking about two different cases? And Tosfos wants to learn that in Achrami, the Reisha is Dafka. The Reisha is Dafka. Akoponim. But as follows, right? That Avada, there's no difference in this Machlaikis. The base machleik is between Regamliel and Yeshua, which chazaka you go bossa. This, there's no difference in this, right? As far as chesas moment and chesas aguf, that each shita applies in both cases the same way. Novos, there's another factor. That's what Tosfos tells us. Really, I'll pee the Gemara later on, as follows. Let's say we're saying the ratio, right, is Rabbi Shua. You go boss at the cheskas moment, right? That's the loch and the reish, right? So the baal wins because he has cheskas moment. Cheskas gof is it can't be moiti from the cheskas moment. Now, so why is it that that the Tana of the Reish is speaking dafka if Nimsis Bishus the Av. If it's Nimsis Bishus the Baal, things will be different. The reason why things would be different is that this is Tais, Rashi argues, but Tais says that it will be different because this Tana happens to hold that once he made the Knisa, that we assume that he found out about the Mumim, Yodav and his pious. A new factor over here. What?
Even
according to Yeshua. Right. Now this is not dependent at all, because the whole Shita of Yeshua is assuming that Mumim back then make a toys. Right? But if
after he finds out about it, he goes to the Bezdin and screams he wants to give a get, he doesn't want to pay Ksuba, it doesn't seem like he's some despise.
Okay, and I don't know, Taka, what the answer to that is. You're saying that assuming that he's coming as a result right away of finding out about the Mum, so why are we saying that he's Ruv and Spice? Doesn't seem to be. This Chazoka. I'm sorry. See, actually, what I'm saying, this is not what this means. What is the Rav and his bias? What is this Rav and his bias? When is this personal Re'iyah, or this refers to Bedika? Bedika Kaid. Yeah, Bedika Kaid Min Nisuin.
Right. Now he changed his mind.
Right. Yeah.
They always did a
B'dika
before
Nisuin? Well, see, remember we had this before, B'negei to, let's say, Arusa Bas Yisroel, right? The halacha is that Minatoira and Arusa, if Kohen is Mekadesh and Isha, so she's King Kasim, she can eat, right? The halacha is that she can't eat till Nisuin. One of the time the most is because of Simpen. Right?
So
Higi Azman,
how can she start eating?
So it's machlokes whether Higi Azman she could eat, right? 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 Higi Azman only helps if it's a chash al achi v'achisel, right? She's miach l'duchter. But it's because of simpen, then Higi Azman doesn't help.
Simpen
means mekach tois, that we find mumin, right? And that we are a bittel. So she says, what does knis l'chope help? So I think that's we had the sugis over there, right? Of a badika koidim knis. Right, so the machlekes over here is that if there's a merchutz in the ear, is there a bedika koidem erisin? Right, could we assume that there's a bedika koidem erisin? But koidem nisuin, the zikr is right. So that could be the pshat over here. Right. So the fact that he's coming now is not because he's first found out about the mumim now. He taka knew about it before because we assume that he makes. He makes a bedika taka. He finds out before the knisa. Right? That sound familiar?
What's it gonna help if he brings Uriah then that there were Adam before the
in the chanami? So he won't. Right? So right. So that's taka. That and it won't help. The ratio says that the lochi is. In the sefer, he argues on that. That's why the edom of the Baal helps. But in the Reisha just says that the din is that the Av has to bring the Raya, right? The Av has to bring the Raya, otherwise the Baal keeps his money. It's Meduyik that Dafka in that case, but the Tanat Reisha holds that were it to be that the Mum were found later, the Av doesn't have to bring the Raya. That's because there's a Rav in his bias. And the point is that because even if the Baal is right, and the Baal brings Edom at the moment we were there before, but of course not Rav in his bias. Right? So
no, but at the time of the Averson he wasn't Rav in his bias.
Okay.
At the time of the Averson he was Machpid that there wouldn't be women.
Okay, cases.
So therefore he was Rav in his bias at a later point of time. That doesn't help for the time of Averson.
So that you have to know that's a question on the Gemara later, right? The Gemara, Tosis is just using the Chazok. The Gemara says later, right? In the Mishayim because and the Boidka Rav and Spies, how that works, right? How does that work? It's post Kiddushin, right? So it's a valid question, but you have to know in the Gemara. But I'm just saying, Tosis is just making a cheshbon. That Tosis is explaining over here that when the Gemara says Reish Rabbi Yeshua and the Seif is in Gamliel, right? So Tosis says that I could give you an explanation. Why we're speaking in a specific case, because there's another variable over here that the Tana of the Reisha holds. On the one hand, he holds like Yeshua, right? That's why the halacha is that the Av has to bring the Raya, but that's Uol Koidem Nisuin. Once the Nisuin went through, and then there's another variable to work with. And that's the Chazaka that Rav in his pious. And therefore now it's not relevant anymore, the original Shiloh.
So she would get the
Suba.
So she would get the Suba,
right.
But in the Sefer, in the Gamliel, in the where Taishim the Sefer is going to Gamliel, then in the Sefer there's no difference whether it was before whether Beis Avi or whether Beis Banu.
No, well, see, like this, my Michael pointed out, because. But it's Mvulam Gamliel if the Baal brings Edim, then he'll win. Right, but what does it help? After Nisuin, we're saying that even if the moon were there before, but there's a row of it in his bias, right? So the taste is that the Tana of the Sefer argues. So there's two machlokes going on, which are really not dependent on each other, right? That's what's happening.
Whether there was this bedika,
right? The Gemara Leinon has the two chazokas. Right, there's the chazaka rov and spies, and ain't other spies for mumim. Right, these two chazakas in the Gemara. So that's what Taisa says that in the Mishnah. So there's two machlekes going on in the Mishnah. You have the base machlekes Rav Gamliel and Rav Yeshua. That's relevant. Right, and that's relevant Buda Arusa, and if the mumim are first found afterwards. Now this opens up another issue, right? That if you hold that Rovin is pious on Mumin, so then it's not relevant anymore that Shiloh, because even if it will be clarified that the Mumin were there before, is vital. There's no Mekach Tois because he's Moichel on the Mumin.
So it comes out according to Tosfos that the ratio of Odom Beis Avia is Dafka.
That's what he's trying to accomplish.
The Sefer, when it says Beis Bala, is
right. The Sefer you can't do right. Sefer is definitely Lav Dafka.
So the Sefer could have been either case.
Right.
It's even.
But it's good that the Sefer is saying that. Because
it's showing you
we want to talk about that Edom helps. Right. That he
argues
the second Machlokes.
The second case.
Right. Right. Okay.
The only question really is between Rashi and Tosfos. I mean, Rashi might hold that these cheshbonos come in later in Rav Shita. but it's only a question in this, in the Shita of Tavra. How to understand the Shita of Tavra?
Right. Rashi is not going to argue with me. Gemara Zichr says these things. Right. In Tavra, Rashi says that it's Lavdavko, which means that we don't have the Chazoka. We don't have the Chazoka of Rav and his pious.
Mm-hmm. It seems to be Machlis Rashi Tosha had attached the word Tavra. Tosha says it's a Shvua, and Rashi says it's a
Stira. Mm-hmm. Right.
What does that mean, Shvua? I didn't really understand
it's
that.
It's a Lashon Shvua.
Yeah,
no, Tavra, he's swearing.
Who's swearing?
Tavra, I swear. The one who makes the parents.
Oh, he's saying that there's no answer to his question. Right? Oh, okay. So you know, this got to be it. This, you know, we're gonna have to tolerate, right?
Okay.
Don't think you could say another answer.
Okay.
The English brings down in a footnote that Rashi says Habal Tzarech L'Hami Raya. He says Edim. He says that only in the Sefer, but doesn't say it in the Resha. When the father has to bring a raya, the Rashi doesn't say Edom.
Right. So what do they want?
That some Achronim hold that who are the Rashi, some Achronim hold not. It's a discussion of Achronim.
Yeah, okay. It's a dig. Yeah.
Because he only says it by the Baal.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I feel better. We have to end over here now. We're just getting warmed up now. Right? But, Alright, well, we'll have to continue at a different time. Okay, so at least I hope that this, you know, just start us up over here. Alright, the next second half of the sugya. Alright, maybe we'll see if, you know, next week it's a home, a new Indian over here, but maybe still we could talk about this. Alright?
Can I go back and just ask you a question?
Yeah.
The whole machlok is back in this mission on Ayin Beis is where it was Mekadesh al Tanai v'kana stam. But if he would be Mefarish the Tanai at the time of the Kenisa Bechor, there was no Machlokas. Everybody would hold that the Tanai still is a good Tanai.
I'm not too sure. It could be not. Maybe not. Still in Adam Boyle Bila's news.
Yes, you can.
Yeah. It could be. Akopana.
Okay. It could be they argue even in that case.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Fine. Mm-hmm.